Bro.
So, Heather, thank you for that calculation. I came up with a similar about the council.
Yeah.
And it really does explain why, a number of things. Why it should be, if we pursue it as a per hour job, a billable hours, it really pays not to have an attorney from times we don't need one, to sit through. I mean, there's no reason for them to have to sit through all our presentations at the informal, for example.
Sure.
But I still think, even using your calculation, it leaves like very few hours a month to do anything but attend meetings. So I wonder if we go to that line, which is 1420, 460. Oh, it's right on top. My first page here. Oh, it's page 9, actually. Do we break it down there? Oh, we didn't break it down there, did we?
No, but I can bring up Cheryl's original thing.
Yeah, I think it was only 20 for the council.
I believe it's 25.
Are we okay? Why did I?
Yeah, that's in a different place. That's in 1010. So you were right when you said it was on the first page. So right here is
Right.
where we have for the council
Oh,
council is 25.
okay. In that case, we're fine. I for some reason I thought it was, maybe it was in her original. Somewhere it said 20, but I can't. I think it was something
And I think
Cheryl.
it's 25 in terms as well.
Okay, good. That's all I want to make sure.
I mean, okay, but your point earlier was that you don't think it's going to be enough?
Well, 25. No, when I thought it was 20, I thought it was definitely not enough. Let's see. Where do you have it here? On page on her. On page 8, which
Yeah.
is yeah. I'm wondering how we got it down to 135. That's what I was wondering. Oh, you see, because, oh. Yeah, if you look at, yeah, well, we're way beyond that. But if you look at the city attorney fees on the budget preparation report, it's down to 203. What did we actually, what did we take out?
To 203,
Yeah, that. See, there
we took attorney's fees down. So hold on one second, if I remember correctly. Bear with me.
we are.
Oh, sorry, wrong one. So there were no changes to city attorney.
Oh, so that's where I saw the 20. Assistant Corporate Counsel. That's the council. Or is it the or is it all the people who do the other?
Let's go back to Cheryl's thing because it was
Okay.
confusing for me.
Yeah, it's continuing to mean, I don't think she's ever done this before.
Which document was that? There we go.
There we go. Okay,
Okay.
corporation.
So this, I believe, is the summary of everything that she originally asked for.
Right. And then she kind of, okay, then we got it down to 203 by taking out, can you go down a little
Okay,
lower?
well, hold on if you don't
Okay.
mind.
Sure, I don't mind.
Because what she did is she did the summary here and then she broke it out here. So what
Right.
she's saying is that there'd be corporation counsel for 45, and then there would be another city attorney hired as a W-2 employee. And that's in addition to the council. And I remember she had talked about this in the meeting, that she wanted to have another part-time, another city attorney brought on as an employee as opposed to a 1099.
I get it. Okay.
And then...
But that, okay. No, isn't that 45 broken down?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's all very confusing. Well, no, because she's got...
Council matters 25, and then other assistant things 20. All those, that list of items. Yeah, that's it. But you're right. Council attorney is 25. It's the other items, right. You know, all that is 20. Okay. I think that's
right.
Good
and
enough.
Yeah, so it's a little confusing because this 20 is the same thing as this.
Right.
The city attorney, it's just, it's organized. Like, this should have been probably bulleted under here.
Right. Okay.
And this should have been just a 25 there.
Okay, thank you. That kind of clears that up. We're fine.
And then, to your other question, we took labor down. Down by 5.
Oh, it's just
labor down by 20, and general litigation down by 10.
Okay.
That's how we dropped from 253 to 203.
Got it. Thank you.
So if you think that the council number is okay, I guess it begs the question about the planning board, because...
Oh, because it was in there. Right. It's in there two times now.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
It begs the question of the planning board and whether $10,000 is enough.
Oh. Well, I would think that they might, yeah. Oh, boy. Might learn how to control their meetings better.
Well, that's a valid point.
If it's by the hour, you know? I mean, I think if we make a general statement that we're going to be working by the hour now, people will be more cognizant of how much it costs, you know?
Yeah.
In the past...
And I guess I don't know enough about the planning board to know whether the attorney needs to be there for every second of it.
Exactly. It might, but that's questionable too. I just think that everybody will be a little bit more efficient about their use of attorneys if they are aware it's an hourly rate rather than just a flat rate.
Right, I agree.
But we'll have to make that well known to everyone.
So if I remember correctly, the planning board one came out to about...
10?
Less than 4 hours a month.
Mm. Oh, boy.
That seems unlikely.
On the other hand, what did in an email, she told us Vicky will do it. Victoria will do it at a certain... Yeah, that was just her rate. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Now, I still think, though... Wait. Attorney fees includes 10 for planning twice. I mean, there as well as at the planning board.
No, she confirmed that.
Oh, okay. We took it out.
The $10,000 in the planning board was
separate.
On top of this.
Okay.
So she's still looking for zoning. So the other ones are for zoning, planning, and.
Oh, there are other smaller things like FOIL requests. Parking tickets,
right.
And maybe something else, I forget.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, maybe we should add 10,000, well, not to planning, but to that general category. Wow.
I mean, if we change the planning one from 10 to 15, it would be 5.5 hours a month.
Yeah, well, they only have technically, you know, really 1 month, but yeah, so if they had one meeting and say a shorter special meeting, that would cover it easily. So I'm okay with that, adding 5,000.
Okay. Small, right. Is that okay with you?
It's okay with me.
Okay.
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay, we've gotten a lot of flack, to put it simply, from the fire department.
Yeah, I met with Hutch a couple of days ago, and I spoke to him this morning because there was a small fire actually at the fire building.
Sorry. I know it's funny, but it is.
it's random.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to look at their budget again.
Okay, I got it up. It's page, let's see, page 13. Oh, actually, it begins on page 12. Right? Yeah. It kept the staff.
I mean, the big cut was in the maintenance of equipment, I think.
Yeah, not that big. Wait, am I looking at
that? While you're looking at that, I'll do it this way.
Yeah. They asked for 85 and we gave them 73,165 for purchase of equipment. And that worked out to, what, three of those turnouts?
Yeah, I don't think their issue so much was the purchase of equipment. Their issue was the maintenance of equipment.
Okay, that's good. That's on the next page.
And that was at 450.
We took it from 69 down to 14. And their concern was that we'll have one new truck, but they've got three other vehicles that are all quite old, as well as, you know, other things that need to be maintained.
We took it down from...
And looking at their run rate...
69. We took it down from 69 to what?
55.
Excuse me for a second.
Yeah, and the building one. But yeah, the maintenance of equipment.
Yeah, I think we should bring up the building expense to, I would say, 20K.
Okay.
I mean, they're at what, 17 now?
13 now, actually. Oh, you mean 13. This year? I'm sorry, this year they're at 17.
Yeah, this year. It's a little under 7.
Again, 13. So, yeah, Would you say 20?
But 20? I think that's because...
Oh, that's just doors, right?
I think they're at 17 because they bought one of those doors.
Right.
So... Yeah.
I don't know. I know they just had some damage done this morning. It could be covered under our insurance. We're waiting to figure that out. But... I would say just in case. I mean, I would propose bringing it to 20.
Okay.
But I'm all right open with that. To...
No, that's fine. I still don't see the maintenance of equipment argument. Just, I mean, granted, we took it down to 55, but really, you know, it was 53 in 19. 75 when they still have the old truck in 20. And it's only 56 this year, probably because of the new truck. I mean,
And the ass was what, 69?
Should we cut it at 60?
Yeah, I would be okay with 60.
Okay.
Okay, I'm all right with 60.
Well, that's all. I
have added 7 and added 5. 17,000. my math correctly.
Looks right.
Yep. So the other things that are new in the budget versus the last time we spoke are just that I put in both the expected ADLN grant reimbursement for the Housing Justice Director, as well as the Housing Justice Director's salary and fringe into the budget.
Okay.
That was just a wash.
Right.
And then I did go through and look at each of the departments to ensure that they had enough money to cover the Joe Vining Silver Plan.
Right.
Most of them did, but a few of them did not. So I bumped them up so they'd be able to cover that. So okay. That added a few $1,000.
Yep. Makes sense.
So I don't know if we have any other.
I didn't. I mean, I, you know, went over it again and didn't really see anything.
No, I don't have anything further either.
Okay, then we are done.
Okay, good news.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, great. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, okay, thanks, Tom.
And just Kamal, let us know when the public hearing is going to be.
Yep, I'll get on that shortly.
Heather?
Okay, cool.
Heather? Yeah. Can I put you, you don't have to answer this question, but do you also support the mayor's increase in salary?
I do.
Okay, thank you. I think that was important to get on the record. I just don't want it to seem like the mayor and I made that decision alone. Thank you very much. Bye, all.
You're welcome. All right, bye, everybody.
Thanks.